State Republicans have introduced a package of bills aimed at reducing homelessness in Wisconsin. We will talk about the legislation and get reaction during this edition of our State Capitol Report. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. We will welcome your questions and views for our state legislators at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our first guest lawmaker is Jim Steinecke, a Republican state representative from Kaukauna. He is the Assembly Majority Leader. He's the author of a bill that would increase coordination between state agencies that offer services to the homeless. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
We will get to your bill in just a moment, but you wrote a column that was posted on WIS Politics last week. It was titled, Why Conservatives Are Focusing on Ending Homelessness in Wisconsin. So let's start with that. Why are conservatives focused on ending homelessness in Wisconsin?
Well, thanks a lot, Joy. I think it goes back to last summer. We got together as a caucus to kind of lay out an agenda for this upcoming session. And so it was kind of a spitballing session where we were just coming up with ideas on things that, as a group, we wanted to address. And one of the issues that came out of it was homelessness. And I think it's in large part because it's something as legislators that we see so often as we travel to Madison. You know, seeing the homeless on the streets in Madison and, of course, in the Capitol, something that I think affects each and every one of us. And then personally, as the husband of a teacher up in Appleton, my wife teaches in Appleton, Wisconsin, we see it in a different way. You don't see it nearly as much, you know, having homeless people on the streets, but as a teacher, my wife does see kids coming to school. They don't have permanent housing. Their families are living with friends or relatives and don't have a permanent home. So it's something as a caucus we decided to, that we all wanted to address. It was a shared priority.
Yeah. And do you think it's a bipartisan issue?
I certainly hope so. This is not an issue that should be a partisan issue, much like any others. I think we all have a common goal in mind, and that's to help people move from homelessness to a place where they have a permanent residence and a permanent job. So I'm hoping as we move forward, we'll get bipartisan support. And even though we had a little rocky start with the Democrats in the press, we have gotten Democrats to sign on to the legislation. So we're happy with that.
In your piece, you noted that Wisconsin's homeless population has gone down slightly over the past few years. To what do you attribute that?
Well, I think part of it could be just attributable to the economy. You know, as we've started to recover from the recession, the job picture has improved. We've gone from, you know, upwards of 9% unemployment down to around 4% unemployment. So people are more likely to have jobs and less likely to be facing financial difficulties. So I think that's probably the biggest reason we've seen a decrease.
Republicans unveiled four bills last week to deal with the issue of homelessness, and you are the author of a proposal to create an interagency council on homelessness, which heads of eight state agencies that provide services for the homeless would meet to coordinate or discuss these services. This would be chaired by Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. Why is this a good idea?
Well, the important thing to remember in all this legislation is we worked really closely with homeless advocates to come up with these bills. And this was one of the big requests of the Wisconsin Coalition to End Homelessness. This is something that they've been working on for quite a long time. And it's in part modeled off of the Interagency Council in Minnesota. But the big reason we want to get the secretaries from all these agencies together is because we want those policymakers and those decision makers at the very highest level to be involved in coordinating all the dollars that are used to help combat homelessness. I think we can be much more effective if we have the secretaries coordinating at that level. And then also we do hire a staff position to be the main point person for that council that will help implement all of the policy that's determined at that interagency level.
So is there some thought that there's just the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing kind of a thing?
Yeah, often in government you have eight different agencies handling state or federal dollars when it comes to homelessness, and there is some coordination now, but this would just raise it to a higher level. We want to make sure that there's no duplication of services, that we're using every tax dollar as wisely as we can to be as effective as possible.
Yeah. Is it more of an attempt to make sure we're not wasting money, or is that what we think there's duplication going on right now?
Well, it is about making sure that dollars are being spent wisely, obviously, because we want to be as effective as we can with the dollars. But ultimately, myself and the Wisconsin Coalition to End Homelessness believes that this will have a pretty big impact on our effectiveness when it comes to distributing these dollars.
Yeah. Another bill would create a $75,000 grant program for a community to pilot a program to give homeless people jobs, doing things like cleaning up parks and public spaces, with the goal of moving them into permanent employment. This is based on a program in Albuquerque, New Mexico called Better Way. It's working well in Albuquerque, I take it?
Yeah, we've seen good results down there. It's something that we wanted to pilot up here based off of those results. Representative Rodriguez is leading on that bill, and it's a small pilot program to begin with, because as conservatives, we always want to make sure that the dollars we're using are being spent wisely. So we want to put this pilot program out there, giving municipalities the opportunity to try this and prove the results can be as effective up here in Wisconsin.
Didn't Governor Walker include a similar proposal in his budget?
Yes, correct. And that's important to remember, too, that the governor, and we appreciate his leadership on this, because he has also identified combating homelessness as a problem in this budget. He spends well over $2 million in additional revenue in this budget to help in different areas. So this has been a shared priority of his as well.
A third proposal would allow money that was marked for transitional housing to be used for other housing models. It would allow homelessness prevention funds to be used in areas with the greatest need. What does this mean?
Well, basically, it's again looking at ways to spend more money more effectively. The state doesn't identify transitional, or they don't use transitional housing nearly as much as they used to. So they're starting to move away from that. So this allows the money to be used for rapid rehousing, housing first, or other housing types in addition to transitional housing. Currently, the way it's utilized, you can only use it for transitional housing, and this just frees up that money to be used in other ways as well.
And I'm sorry, what other ways would we want to use it?
Again, the requirement under current laws is can only be used for transitional housing services. Under this bill, you can free up the money to be used for rapid rehousing, housing first, or other types of housing.
Oh, I see. I didn't catch those other types of housing. Not
sure.
Just transitional is just from one situation to another.
Sure.
Yeah. And then finally, the last measure would give the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority the power to prioritize chronically homeless people on the wait list for Section 8 housing. Expand on this.
Sure. Currently, WEDA reports the total number of applicants on wait lists is approximately 4,900, and those are spread out over 41 primarily county wait lists. So once on the list, these individuals can spend anywhere from a few months to 5 years waiting to receive a voucher. So what this does is elevates them and allows Wisconsin Housing Authorities to pilot a prioritization of available vouchers. So so that we can free up spaces to continue to improve the treatment of street-to-shelter housing with services to permanent independent housing for new homeless individuals or families.
We will check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and we will welcome your questions for our guest, State Representative Jim Steinecke, who's also the Assembly Majority Leader, author of one of the bills in a package of bills that is aimed to reduce homelessness in Wisconsin. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. How do you feel about these efforts to fight homelessness? Do you think that they will work? Can you think of anything else that would help? We'll check news and then we'll be back. This is the Ideas Network. This is our State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine, talking in this half with Jim Steinecke, a Republican state representative from Kaukauna and the Assembly Majority Leader. He's the author of a bill that would increase coordination between state agencies that offer services to the homeless. It is one bill in a package of bills introduced by Republican lawmakers last week. We are discussing the package and what these bills would do, and welcoming your questions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Let's go next to Jacob in Burlington. Hi, Jacob.
Hi. I'm wondering if this legislation addresses at all an issue of living wages. I have a niece living in rural southeast Wisconsin. I have a daughter working just above the minimum wage pay scale, struggling to meet her rent, has lived with relatives in the past. It's just frustrating. I mean, she is one car breakdown always away from losing her job, working her butt off full-time, and cannot survive on that type of on the current wage scale. And she's a good worker, so it frustrates me that she is always one step away from homelessness because of the current economic pay scale. And wondering if the Republican legislation will address increases in wages.
Representative Steinecke?
This package does not address the minimum wages. We've seen over the course of the last number of years, as the economy has improved, wages have improved in Wisconsin. Obviously, we'd always like to see wages go up more, but this particular package doesn't address the minimum wage.
Our next guest, Democratic State Representative Lisa Subek, said in a press release that to end homelessness, the focus should be on expanding the availability of affordable housing, increasing wages, expanding family medical leave, and providing access to health care. What's your response to that, as that's the way to help the homeless?
Sure, and you know, some of those ideas I don't disagree with, and we're certainly willing to work with Democrats moving forward. I would point out, though, that after that press release went out, we did get an email from Representative Subek asking to be a co-sponsor on this legislation. So we're proud of the fact that she, after having read the bills, that she was willing to sign on and support these particular pieces of the solution.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk more with her about that. Todd in La Crosse is with us. Hi, Todd.
Hi, thank you. Say, I was just wondering if you looked at a correlation between the homelessness and the mentally ill, and if so, what is there to help the mentally ill? And then second, to me, a bigger issue is the families in poverty. It seems like more often than not, we're making it more difficult for those that are living in poverty, i.e., stricter restrictions on food stamps and that. And as somebody that's gone through and lived through a family that dealt with poverty, it sickens me that we tend to make it harder on those. And like the last caller, a few callers said earlier that, you know, a lot of these families are one car breakdown away from disaster.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Todd. So How about the connection? He says that there's a big connection between homelessness and mental illness. What about the chronically homeless because of drug, alcohol, or mental illness, Representative Steinecke?
Yeah, obviously that is a big issue and something that we have been pouring more resources into over the course of the last few years. The speaker convened a task force to deal with mental illness. Task force that I was proud to be a member of a couple of years ago, and through that effort came a package of legislation that we were able to implement to help combat that. One of the bills that came out of that was a bill that I authored that was telephone psychiatric, kind of a hotline for primary care physicians to call to help triage patients that are presenting with mental illness, which I think was an important piece. But that's something that we haven't lost our focus on. Mental illness is a big driver of homelessness in cases and something that we'll continue to work on. Not specifically part of this package of legislation, but something that we've addressed in other pieces.
Yeah, our callers, Todd, seem to think that making it harder to get food stamps, maybe drug testing for food stamps could possibly cause more people to go into deeper poverty and end up on the streets. You have a reaction to that?
I don't think so. I think that anything that we've done in the legislature is really geared to moving people from assistance programs to work and connecting them with the training that they need and the services that they need to move off of those programs and actually find a job. So I think we'll see exactly the opposite with the initiatives that we've been implementing.
Yeah. So, are these four proposals going to make a big dent in ending homelessness in Wisconsin, or is this just a start with more bills on the way?
Well, it's just a start in my mind. I mean, obviously, this is not a silver bullet to completely end homelessness in Wisconsin, but I think it's important to remember that the coalition, the partners, the experts in homelessness worked hand in hand with us to develop this package of bills. So that's why I was a little disappointed when the Democrats came out last week blasting these bills as just being cosmetic solutions, because this was a cooperative effort with those advocates for the homeless to develop this package of bills. And Joe Volk from the Wisconsin Coalition to End Homelessness has said that this is an important step in the fight against homelessness. And again, just a beginning step, and as we prove these programs are successful, we hope to devote more and more resources towards them.
Well, while we have you, we also wanted to ask you about the budget as public hearings resume tomorrow, I believe, in Spooner, Wednesday in Ellsworth, and Friday in Marinette. More than $100 million apparently has been freed up for transportation projects in Wisconsin. We learned that last week. That came from some extra projected revenues from the Department of Transportation and money Governor Walker directed towards statewide projects. What's your reaction to this windfall and knowing that there's a need for a long-term transportation funding solution?
Yeah, no, I appreciate the governor's willingness to devote more resources to the transportation fund. I think that obviously indicates that he's aware that there's a problem there and that we need to do everything that we can to keep these projects on track to finish on time. However, you know, $100 million is a large sum of money, but it's only about 10% of the overall problem. We've got at least $1 billion deficit in transportation in order to keep these projects on track. So it's a part of the fix, but it's not a long-term fix, and that's something that we're going to continue to work on.
Yeah. So what else are you focused on, especially when it comes to budget or any other bills, legislatively speaking?
The budget is really kind of all-encompassing at this point. The Joint Finance Committee, as you said, is out there doing public hearings. Legislators from throughout the state that aren't on Joint Finance are holding their own listening sessions in their own districts, and I have a number of those this week. So we're really focused on gathering as much input on the state budget as we possibly can before Joint Finance starts voting on individual items, because we want the public to have as big of an impact on that budget process as they can.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Sure. Thanks, Roy.
Jim Steinke, Republican State Representative from Kaukauna and the Assembly Majority Leader. He is the author of one of the bills in a package of bills introduced last week from GOP lawmakers. His bill would increase coordination between state agencies that offer services to the homeless. Our state capitol report continues now with some reaction to this package of bills to reduce homelessness in Wisconsin. And we'll continue to welcome your thoughts and questions. What do you think of the GOP initiatives? What else do you think is needed to help the homeless in Wisconsin? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our next guest is Lisa Subek, a Democratic State Representative from Madison. She is the ranking Democrat on the Assembly Committee on Children and Families. Prior to arriving in the state legislature, she worked in the social services field and focused on poverty, homelessness, and affordable housing. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Representative Steinke said that Wisconsin's homeless population has declined slightly over the past few years. But in a news release, he says that that Republicans, let me just ask you if you think Representative Steinke is correct in saying that the population of homeless has declined slightly over the past few years and that this particular package of bills will help reduce it more.
Sure. So, you know, I don't have numbers for the past 2 years, but going into 2015, the reports that were out from HUD, the Housing and Urban Development Department, showed that Wisconsin had had the fifth largest increase in homelessness through 2015. So, you know, those are concerning numbers. I mean, whether it's declining slightly or not, when we're talking about 20,000 homeless people in Wisconsin, it's certainly concerning. And I think the unfortunate thing here is that the Republicans have really put forth something that puts a Band-Aid on what's really a gaping wound and offered what are truly anemic proposals that don't even begin to address the real problem, which is a lack of affordable housing and people who can't afford housing or have other barriers to maintaining housing. And, you know, what I see in the list of things that Representative Steinke discussed, you know, is more bureaucratic councils, pilot programs, things that people who are sleeping on our streets can't afford to wait for those things to take action. And, you know, they rearrange the money, but point blank, they don't introduce any new resources to address the problem of homelessness, nor do they address dropping wages, nor do they address, you know, access to health care or any of a multitude of things that would help people's financial situations to pull themselves out of homelessness or to be pulled out of homelessness.
Yeah. Did Representative Subek, did you, though, send an email to Representative Steinke's people and say, hey, I'll be a co-sponsor in this legislation?
I agreed to co-sponsor one of the proposals. I agreed to co-sponsor the Interagency Council. And the reason that I agreed to co-sponsor it is that I'm afraid that without it, the Republicans will simply check homelessness off their list. And quite frankly, even with that Interagency Council, I'm afraid that they will simply check homelessness off the list. But given what they put forward, it's sort of the best of the bad. You know, it's, you know, I think that the real problem here isn't that you have a whole list of bad ideas. It's that you have a whole list of ideas that don't get at solving the problem that Republicans claim they will solve. The reality is the Republicans have driven down wages for 6 years in our state. The housing wage, the wage to be able to afford a two-bedroom apartment in Wisconsin, is $15.92 an hour. Even for a studio apartment, the wage that you need to afford the average studio apartment is over $10 an hour. So what we're looking at is a scenario where people cannot afford the housing. So you have two choices. You help bring wages up, or you help bring housing costs down. And without doing one or both of those two things, we will not solve our problem with homelessness.
Representative Steinicke, in general, to questions about living wage or raising the minimum wage, said that wages now, as the economy has improved, the wages have gone up.
You know, while wages may have gone up, they certainly haven't gone up enough. You know, minimal increases after we saw significant drops, and particularly for people down at the bottom of the wage scale, you know, are suffering. You know, if you tell somebody out in our community who's living paycheck to paycheck that their wages have gone up a little, it's not good enough if it's not enough for them to be able to afford their housing, to put food on their table. We need to look at making work pay in the state. And certainly one piece of that is raising the minimum wage. Other pieces are, you know, not doing things like Republicans have been repealing the prevailing wage, have put into place right-to-work laws, again, that drive down wages. And each person that affects are people who are living paycheck to paycheck who are one paycheck away from homelessness.
Yeah, you said that these GOP measures would people with no place to sleep tonight don't have time to wait for a bureaucratic council or a pilot program, which the latest Republican bills would create. So while they may not yield instantaneous results, in your opinion, does that make them not worth trying?
Well, what I would say is that we need to couple that, particularly the interagency council, we need to couple it with real resources. I mean, Wisconsin, to put this into a little perspective, Wisconsin spends $3.5 million per year addressing homelessness. Neighboring states, Illinois, commits $43 million, Minnesota, $44 million. So our $3.5 million versus their $40 million, these are states that are tackling the issue of homelessness, that are addressing it through programs like Housing First, by expanding affordable housing, by putting eviction prevention measures into place. I mean, really basic stuff that Wisconsin fails to do because we don't invest the resources. And if Republicans want to address homelessness, certainly an interagency council can be a piece of that solution, but without new resources and without a commitment to an approach that works, we are not going to see change in the homeless population.
Yeah. Getting into some specifics, there's this one bill that would set up a version of the Better Way program that exists in Albuquerque. It awards $75,000 in a grant to a community to pilot a program that would give homeless people jobs, such as cleaning up parks and public spaces. The goal is to move them into permanent employment. Do you see this working out in Wisconsin?
Hard time seeing that working as a solution to homelessness. I did a little, took a little look at the Better Way program in Albuquerque, trying to just gather some information because it was new to me. And, you know, that wasn't a program that was designed to address homelessness. That was a program that was designed to get panhandlers off of the street corners panhandling. So it really is taking something that was designed to address a different issue and putting it in place here under the guise of addressing homelessness. You know, I find it hard to believe that having people go pick up trash in parks for substandard wages really addresses homelessness. If we want to address the condition of folks who don't have the skills or training they need for jobs, we need to give them real job training. We need to provide opportunities for these folks to have careers with living wages, and certainly sending them to pick up trash in a neighborhood park is not going to do that.
We are talking with Lisa Subic. She is a Democratic state representative from Madison, ranking Democrat on the Assembly Committee on Children and Families. We are getting her reaction to a package of GOP bills introduced last week that would address the issue of homelessness. And we're welcoming your thoughts and questions, too. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. So do you think that these Republican efforts are a good start, at least, in fighting homelessness, or do you think much more is needed? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is our State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine. We, in our first half of the State Capitol Report, talked with Republican State Representative Jim Steinecke of Kaukauna, who was telling us about a package of bills that Republicans introduced last week that would deal with the issue of homelessness in Wisconsin. He was the author of one of those bills. And now we are talking with Democratic State Representative Lisa Subek of Madison, who is responding. She says that these bills are not necessarily the way to address the problem of homelessness in Wisconsin. And we're getting her thoughts as to what will. And we are welcoming your questions and your reactions, too, at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Well, we have talked about a couple of these bills. Representative Steinecke's bill would create an interagency council on homelessness, which would be made up of the secretaries of several agencies that deal with homelessness in some way. It would be chaired by Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. We also talked about the Better Way program, which exists in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Wisconsin, or at least this legislation, would try to copy that and have a pilot program to give homeless people jobs, such as cleaning up parks and public spaces. A third proposal would allow money that was marked for transitional housing to be used for other housing models. Homelessness prevention funds would also be allowed to be used in areas with the greatest need. Representative Subek, do you have any issues at all with this bill?
Sure. You know, I guess that I'd venture to say that, much like the other bills, it's less about what's in the bills and more about what's not there. I mean, here you have a bill that's altering eligibility for transitional housing funds. In another bill that they offered, you change who's gets top priority for housing vouchers. All you're doing there is rearranging the desk chairs. And you still have a zero-sum game. You know, you're still sinking when you're simply moving the money between different programs. What we need to do is we need to provide our housing authorities more resources to be able to provide more vouchers. We have 4,000 people statewide on the waiting list, and that's not even a real picture of what we have, of who we have waiting for these vouchers, because most of our housing authorities, or at least those in our larger cities, I believe, throughout the state, have been shutting down their waiting lists and not accepting new people to it because the list is so long, and they, you know, it's just not realistic. So we need to be, instead of rearranging who's eligible for vouchers or which programs can get those transitional housing funds, we need to be investing in getting people into housing. Invest in some new vouchers. Let's invest in programs through WEDA that actually help develop affordable housing. You know, let's look at Housing First, an incredibly successful model that's been used in Minnesota, that's been piloted in Milwaukee, that gets people directly into housing and provides them the case management services they need. And perhaps the thing that I think is most important that we could do that the Republicans don't even touch, and this is something that the coalition has pushed for, the Coalition on Homelessness has pushed for as well, is eviction prevention funding. We have so many people, and I think one, you know, somebody called in describing just the situation, who are living paycheck to paycheck. You know, the women that I used to see in the homeless shelter who their child got sick for 2 weeks and they had to take off work and they lost their housing as a result. If we could put funds into eviction prevention to keep those families in housing, it would cost us less in the long run, and it would be better for those families, and it would be far better for their children who are pushed into a system of homelessness where they're moving from night to night and suddenly have no place to call home.
Jerry in West Bend is with us. Hi, Jerry.
Hello. I really think a lot of the answer to this is to raise the living wage, because if you look at a lot of these situations, they have subsidized housing or whatever. Well, that money ends up benefiting the landlord, not really the person that, you know, that's renting it. It's been said that the average Walmart is like a $750,000 drain on our government in the form of food stamps and subsidized housing. I mean, the total answer is to raise the living wage. Get the minimum wage up. That's the true answer. Then the people can spend their money the way they want to in a true, like a free market situation.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more there. You know, we do need to raise the living wage. Wisconsin has not had a minimum wage increase in the last decade, at least, and even longer. And certainly Republicans have been stood in opposition to any increase in minimum wage and, in fact, have driven down wages in the state. So, you know, certainly that's at the core of the problem. You know, I would mention also, because Representative Steinicke talked about the Coalition to Address and End Homelessness, that the Coalition has a broad report that has a multitude of options for how to address homelessness, but at its core is expanding the availability of affordable housing, and that's what we're doing nothing on. So you either have to increase wages or you have to make housing more affordable. We will not solve this problem without doing one or both of those.
How do you make housing more affordable?
Well, you know, there are ways to do it through tax. I mean, you know, the governor's big on tax credits. He gives lots of tax credits to millionaires who are doing nothing to solve this problem. We could look at providing more tax credits, such as the Section 42 program that's been administered through WEDA for years. If we expanded the resources available to a program like that, and quite frankly, expanded the eligibility for that program, because the Section 42 program provides affordable housing for people at sort of a middle income. So increase the tax credits and drop the affordability levels on there. That would get us a long way. You know, we can do all sorts of things to ensure that we have affordable housing available in our community. And certainly vouchers can be part of that solution, but Republicans put no new money into vouchers. They simply change who goes to the top of the priority list. That does nothing to actually solve the problem. You know, when you give that voucher to somebody else, you know, the next person down the line is still homeless.
Thank you, Jerry. Judy in Ripon is with us. Hi. Oh, we lost her. You know, Judy was going to bring up an issue that came up in our first half hour, too, saying that she believes at the root of a lot of homelessness is drug and alcohol abuse and mental illness. What can we do about that, Lisa Subek?
Absolutely. And, you know, this is where that housing first approach comes in. I spent a lot of years working in our homeless shelter and working with housing programs for folks who were either had been homeless or at risk of homelessness. And one of the real keys to success is, in addition to ensuring that housing is affordable, ensure people have the services they need. Housing First does just that. You put somebody into housing and then you provide those wraparound services. It is nearly impossible to serve somebody who's living out on the street and, you know, under the Republican proposals would now be picking up garbage in parks with adequate mental health services or drug treatment services or alcohol treatment services. These are folks who need the stability that housing provides in order to get those services. I would also mention, though, that Republicans have failed to expand access to health care by not taking Medicaid expansion money. And that is money that could have helped provide just that kind of treatment for those individuals and those families who need it. You know, in many ways, what the Republicans are doing here with these bills is trying to solve a problem of their own making. At least the growth in the problem was of their own making.
Well, I think speaking along those lines, Bo in Conover is with us. Hi, Bo.
Well, good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Joy. Lisa, thank you for just making that last statement, only because I've been a victim of domestic violence. I lived in motel rooms with my little girl, yet I'm worth over $24 million, still waiting for my property. Here's the problem. I rescue women on the run. We've made agreements with some of the smaller motels here in Vilas County for these women to live at a flat fee in the off-season, $500 a month, okay? When our Republican parties, going back four decades, Reagan, the Bush, they cut into health and human services, and 2 years ago, and these are elderly, disabled women sometimes, they are women on the run who are healthy but have mental illnesses, they need help, they cut their food stamps 30%. So these people are living on their disability, like me, okay, and they lose And some of them live on $700-$800 a month. And you can talk to the caseworkers and social services. They'll tell you.
Yeah, so, and I get you, Bo, and we're almost out of time, so I'm jumping in. So she says the GOP cutting of services has led to this problem, Representative Subek.
Certainly it's contributed to the problem. I mean, we have seen Republicans reduce support for our most vulnerable families. Governor Walker in each of his budgets and Republican legislators in separate bills outside the budget have again and again attacked foods, attacked people who receive food share, attacked access to the W-2 program, worked to really, you know, limit access to critical safety net programs. They've also attacked tenant rights. We saw two major bills that had big rollbacks in tenant rights, and these are all things that contribute to our homeless problem. And, you know, when push comes to shove, Republicans created a problem. Really, they created a gaping wound. This is a big problem. We have people who cannot afford to live in our state. Now they're trying to put a Band-Aid on that, and, you know, it really is cosmetic. You know, they're looking to check homelessness off their list. It's time that they step up. We need big and bold solutions. We need housing first. We need to expand access to affordable housing. We need eviction prevention programs, and we need to raise wages in this state, and Republicans are failing on all of those accounts.
Yeah. Let me ask you about the budget with this more than $100 million freed up for transportation projects across Wisconsin. Governor Walker has directed some of that money towards statewide road projects. Does any of this change the way you feel about how the state should address its long-term transportation needs?
You know, Joy, I feel strongly that we need a sustainable solution to funding transportation, and this is probably one of the Walker administration's or Republicans' biggest failures of the last 6 years. Is they have continued to borrow into oblivion, kick the can down the road, and this is, you know, we need a sustainable solution, whether that's increasing the gas tax and indexing it to inflation, whether that's looking at one of the multitude of other revenue sources that DOT provided in the report. You know, we cannot continue on the path that we're going down, and certainly I am fearful when there is sudden, you know, windfall or found money of sorts, that it becomes very tempting to continue to kick that can down the road, and that's what we have seen Republicans do for the last 6 years. It's time that we stop that.
Yeah. Listen, 30 seconds. Anything else you've been up to lately, legislatively speaking?
Yeah, I think the budget has been the primary focus, and certainly, you know, I'm interested in how the issues in the budget affect the very people that we've been talking about throughout the show, whether it's people who are homeless or whether it's, you know, the mom and dad who are living paycheck to paycheck and just trying to make ends meet so they don't end up in that shelter next. And, you know, unfortunately, I think the budget as it stands fails on those accounts, but, you know, I will be working with my Democratic colleagues to change that.
Thank you very much for being with us, Lisa Subek, Democratic State Representative from Madison, ranking Democrat on the Assembly Committee on Children and Families. This is the Ideas Network.